Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Welcome to Ruskin and Sack on a beautiful Monday.
Gorgeous here. Across the natural state.
What a day. What a day. We are here. We'll talk about what else is in the studio here in a moment. DQ is here. Hi, DQ.
Hi.
She's wearing a Razorback sweatshirt. Everybody calm down today, all right?
Well, Arkansas, the baseball team won.
Oh, they did. That's right. Yeah, they took two out of three.
Now
from the Auburn Tigers. Yes,
We do have.
Oh,
DQ brought a gun to work.
All right.
Not exactly true.
Really?
It's a firearm.
It is a firearm.
I wouldn't say firearm.
DQ brought a gun to work today. First thing is, hey, I brought a gun to work. Okay. All right,
you better not buy a bunch of guns, or you're gonna get a no-knock warrant or something. You better calm down with all this. I'm just saying.
DQ took a little trip this weekend and got herself
a BB gun. It's a BB gun,
right?
Which we then shot down the halls.
I wouldn't have admitted that, but okay.
I didn't. There is no we shooting it in the hallway.
I want this noted to management. Zach used a firearm at work today. Please let this be noted to the people in charge of whatever they're in charge of, and I'd like this put in his personnel file, please.
This
Thank
is
you.
Shame.
All right? He fired a firearm today at work.
Twice.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And the squirrel's still here and has not been shot yet.
Oh, no. What we want to do is we want to lure him in.
Since
no one is willing to take care of this rodent that lives above us, I am going to take the law into my own hands.
I see.
And I'm going to go after him with a serrated knife and a BB gun.
Oh, good.
We're going to grill him up when I'm done with him.
That's fantastic. So anyway, so there's another update. Now, speaking of things we have illegally secured here at work, what is, you can see the edge of this on your screen.
I have procured from Shane who listens to us in Oklahoma.
Right.
I've procured a dynamite plunger.
There it is. Do it. Wow. You feel powerful when you do that?
You know what? I played with this thing all weekend. Every time I didn't like something in the tournament, I went to the dynamite plunger. But
Who knew that was the noise they made?
I did. I've never actually had one in my possession before. Never done that. But I'm feeling good about this. There are a lot of things that we can do with this.
If only we had some explosives. Well, we're going to get a no-knock warrant here. I mean, we all got to settle down here a little bit. All right, honestly, we got to calm down. Everybody just calm down. Mm-hmm. All right, I know basketball season wasn't what you wanted it to be, but let's all settle down here for a moment.
Hey, DQ, go get your gun. I need to do a desk pop.
You cannot shoot it in here.
You're not shooting it in the studio. You're
going
to be by
you.
Yourself for the next 4 hours.
I swear to God. To shoot it in the hallway.
I'm leaving.
I need to do a desk pop.
No.
No, you're not. DQ, do not bring the gun
in here.
It will
ricochet off something and break or hit you.
That's my plan, is that then I can go home.
No.
No, you can't. You have to stay here and bleed out.
If you shoot yourself, you don't get to go home.
No, you don't. No, no.
Very Plaxico Burris way of going about it.
You don't.
Fine.
No. 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 You bring that gun in here, I'm leaving. I'm serious.
It's a nice. Did you see it? I mean,
yes,
nice,
I saw it. Nice. I saw you shoot it in the building, which is probably illegal.
No, I don't think so.
DQ, they're gonna call up Ty to sit with us starting tomorrow, aren't they?
Maybe.
Okay.
Do I get a couple of days off?
No.
Well, if he's coming in, I can leave.
No.
Fine.
You can text us or call us later or sit there and listen quietly on the McLarty Daniel hotline at 866-285-4005. That's how you can join us here. So Musselman still works here? Is that what I'm gathering?
He's not going anywhere.
You know, here's the thing that I don't... here's the thing that it needs to be understood about all this is, listen, when you lead with the chin on social media... when it goes bad, you're not going to make a whole lot of noise, okay? You only make noise on social media when things are good. Nobody ever shows their trip to the revenue office to renew their tags on social media. But if they go to Turks and Caicos, you're going to be bombarded with content, okay? It's the same with him as it is with anybody else. Right now, he's at the motor vehicle department. It's not that exciting. So there's not going to be a lot of riveting content there. But when he's got all Americans coming in here, he's got the McDonald's sacks rolling across his desk.
This was all posturing for a contract.
And that guy's never eaten at McDonald's, so I'm calling fraud on that. Okay. But anyway,
he was never leaving. It was all posturing, and quite honestly, I think this is all a message board media driven thing.
It 1,000% is,
because at the end of the season, everybody's like, "Oh my God, what are we going to do?" Well, you know, you go back to work. It's what happens.
I mean, people are out here like demanding he say something. What you should be demanding is that he do his job and make the team better, which is, I believe, what's happening. Now, it's not happening on social media, so for some people, it doesn't exist. But it is happening. But it's in reality.
Your coach doesn't owe you a state of the union after things are over, whether it's in the tournament or whether it's
That's not what I heard. I heard that people were demanding him do something.
Well, he doesn't have to, and he's not going to. He's gone back to work. He's recruiting. Same thing with Neighbors, same thing with Van Horn, same thing with Pittman after the season. They don't owe you anything. They go back to work. It's what they do. Now, you know, the job carousel, all the good jobs are getting filled. SMU, the idea that he would leave here for SMU's comical at best. But
going in the ACC
with no television revenue? Good luck. Good luck.
Oh, they're getting television revenue.
No, they're not. The deal that they signed, they're not getting television revenue for the better part of a decade. Now what they've got is what they are doing is they are appealing to their boosters to fill that gap. But no television revenue for SMU for I think it's 7 years, 7-8 years, something like that. So it was just never going to happen. The Michigan thing, I thought the other part of this, and this is the part that I'm having trouble with, is what's the selling point? You're coming off a 16-17 year. How do you sell yourself to a place, you know, a top job? I don't know. Plus, and I've said this before, if he got up and left, it's not the guy you wanted. If you're leaving during times of crisis for greener pastures, it's not the guy you wanted. So I never felt like it was a thing. He's going to go back to work, going to rebuild his roster, and they're going to go forward.
So the only guy you want is someone who the only way out of here is for them to be fired, not upwardly mobile in any way, shape, or form?
No.
But you're saying the possibilities out there weren't necessarily upwardly mobile anyway.
No. SMU is a step down. That's just I want to get out of here type thing. Arkansas is a top three job in the league. When it's right, it's a top three job. To go to SMU, which has been this listless ship since they got put on probation back in the 80s, I don't know. That never made sense to me. The Michigan thing, he'd be a bad fit up there. They need a Big Ten guy, a Michigan guy. That's what Dusty May is. So, all right. I feel like he's going to dig in. That just seems to be his personality. He's going to dig in and fight for this until they ask him to leave.
I guess some of the angst is that they won't they haven't formally announced some sort of new deal or reworking of a deal or something like that, while everyone else it seems to have done that. And so I guess that's what's – but, I mean, if he hasn't signed anything, they can't announce anything. That's how that works.
Let me give you one other – and this may mean nothing. It may be something. It may mean nothing. But if I were in his shoes, my daughter is in – his daughter's a year older than mine. Man, you want those kids to be able to put down roots somewhere. It might be important for him and Danielle and for his daughter to finish school here. In the coaching profession, you don't have a lot of stability. That may be a thing.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contest out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAVE for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online. The game starts here.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus Chews.
Ben in Fayetteville wants to know, at 47 and 42 in the league, is Musselman worth the money he's being paid? Okay, so your philosophy to keep him happy is to give him a pay decrease? Solid plan. Here's the deal on salaries for coaches. Record does not dictate salary. The market dictates salary, all right? So you can't base a coach's salary on their record. It's based on the market. And when someone at the top gets a new contract, that lifts everybody else up from the middle everywhere. So this idea that when your coach loses, he deserves a pay decrease is not the way that this works. It is a market-driven, it's not a results-driven deal. Now, if you have a good couple years, you're going to get a raise and an extension and whatnot. That's why I was wondering about if they'll restructure anything or what they'll do with this deal. But, I mean, this is how you know people in the agency world. I mean, this is not results-driven. It's the market-driven.
Give me a coach that's worth his money.
None of them. Saban was underpaid.
Yeah.
At $10 million a year or whatever it was.
He's the only one off the top of my head that I can think of where you're like, okay, whatever that guy wants, give it to him.
Right. And you also have to remember that in the coach-university relationship, if the coach has any level of success, the university has zero leverage. Zero leverage because you need them more than they need you. They can go get it work anyway.
When a coach starts to have success, tell me if this business plan has ever worked for a guy at, you know, whatever the school is. Take the guy at Oakland. He's going to get a job if he wants it. The guy at Utah State is now rumored to be like the leading candidate somewhere. But what are they going to do? They're going to give him an extension with a big buyout. Giving them more money doesn't necessarily mean they won't leave. It may prevent it for a year, maybe. But if they're good enough, the big schools are going to come calling. What was Musk making? Four?
He makes $4 million.
Okay. I think that's fair.
And I believe he's here until, like, I think his contract rolls over, so there's always 4 years on it. So I still think there's a rollover. I think he's good. He's solid here for whatever it is.
If you were to restructure it, give him, I don't know, 4.5. I don't think anybody would bat an eye. You restructure it and he gets 6 coming off a 16 and 17 season. all right, you know, there'll be some people that'll be grumbling a little bit.
Well, this is what they did with Bielema. You know, they gave Bielema a bunch of money because he beat Texas in a meaningless bowl game in Houston. And that team went 7-6 that year. And
well, hopefully they've learned a lesson from that.
But I don't know if it's necessarily them. I just think the whole industry is flawed
sure
in this way, where that you have to do this just to be in the game. Because, again, these schools don't have any leverage. I mean, what are you going to do? If you fired a successful guy, and until this year he was very successful, and the next guy you get is worse, then all of y'all get fired. So whenever a coach has any level of success, the school has zero leverage.
All right,
as far as I can tell.
Let me ask you this. So the top five paid coaches in college basketball. Bill Self's making 9.5.
Cal?
Cal is 2 at 8.5. Then there's a big drop-off down to Izzo at 6. I think he's, for what he's done, 6.1. That's fair for a guy like Tom Izzo. Bruce Pearl is 4th, 5.7. And then Rick Barnes at 5.7.
Okay.
Pearl, you know, we'll see. Then it's like Scott Drew. Dan Hurley's probably underpaid at this point. And then Brad Underwood. Kelvin Sampson's underpaid.
But what we don't understand about NFL quarterback contracts and coaching contracts in college is it's not about the accomplishment. It's about the marketplace. And it's about the timing of when you get the deal. It's why Kirk Cousins can be the highest paid quarterback, mm-hmm. not because he's the best, but because it's just the timing of the way that the market worked out that particular time. It's not a reflection generally on who the best coach is. Who's number one?
Self.
Is Bill Self the best coach in college basketball?
He won a national title a couple of years ago. I mean, they are continuously one of the best teams in the country. Cal is probably overpaid at this point. Your return for what you're paying him might not be
Cal even. Is totally washed.
Izzo,
he's done.
You know what Cal needs? And this is, Cal needs to do what Brian Kelly did a couple years ago, which is to step back and say, you know what? I'm running this thing. I'm not calling plays. I'm not your OC. I'm not your DC. I'm not the guy that puts the structure in place. He needs to get a top assistant, a good one. And that thing goes right back to where it was because they've got talent. Talent's mm-hmm. not the issue. Their game plans are awful.
Right. Right.
And, you know, I think Pearl, you know, I don't know. He was talking about winning a national title before they went into the tournament and Yale got him. Yeah. You know, you got to stop having those conversations.
He did go to a Final Four with Auburn, though, a few years ago and got screwed by the refs.
Scott Drew's in there. He won the national title.
He got one in the bubble in 21. That's right. Yep. Yep.
You know, the guys that I look on this list that are probably underpaid, Kelvin Sampson. He's the 9th highest paid coach in the country. He makes 4.6, which is good money. But for what he's done, what have they done?
One Final Four?
If they go to the Final Four and they win it or they get back to the Final Four, he's in the discussion top 3 coaches in the country.
But he also may retire and turn it over to his son.
He might.
You never know. Might. I mean, that's...
But guys, okay, so like Mike Woodson up at Indiana, like $4.2 million. What's he done?
Okay, but I've just spent 10 minutes explaining to you that it doesn't matter what you've done.
But that's,
it's the timing of when the deal comes in, and the market dictates it, not accomplishment. The only thing accomplishment dictates is whether you get fired or not.
Can I finish? Thank you. Mike Woodson makes $4.2 million. He's up. They just re-upped him. He got last year. This is his third year. Next year would be the year when he gets re-upped. What are you going to do with Mike Woodson? I understand. You know, it's like free agency. It's like baseball free agency. You get to a point where you're in the cycle and you're going to make a certain amount of money just based on you can't up this guy.
If they miss the tournament next year, they'll fire him.
Probably. Cronin's
no, they will.
Well, I but
it's Indiana. They're not going to sell it. They're not going to tolerate missing the tournament 2 years in a row.
When's the last time they made the tournament?
Did they go last
no.
year? I thought they got close last year.
No. Cronin's the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, those are two jobs that could come open. Those are guys that are making $4 million. Think about what those schools are going to have to pay in the next cycle to get the coach that they want. These were guys that were hand-selected.
All of these schools are terrible financial advisors. It's why they work in education and not in finance. If you worked this way in finance, you would be fired so quickly, you couldn't believe it. So, yes, all of these places make bad deals because, again, the schools have no leverage when you get either a name coach that people are excited about for a minute or when that, or when any coach has a little bit of an accomplishment, the schools have no leverage in the deal, so they panic all the time.
Jamie's got a question on the McLarty-Daniel hotline. Could they restructure with incentive-laden paths to get him what he deserves? Now, Jamie, I'm going to ask you this question. Let's say you're Eric Musselman, or you're making $4.2 million, and I go, you know what? I'm going to bump you to 4.5, but I'm going to put incentives in there that'll get you, I don't know, get you another $1 million, $1.5 million, or something like that. Now, you've been at this job. You've had success. Are you going to go, yeah, I'll sign up for that? No. They want their money up front. You can put the incentives in, but they've got a number in the back of their head that they're not coming off of.
You know, I don't like how fans, 100 times out of 100, when presented with the same circumstances as these coaches do, would do what the coach is doing. But, you know, when a coach does what you would do, which is grab the money, you know, all of a sudden it's some sort of a problem or a controversy or whatever. Right. I mean, they're human beings,
well, okay,
too.
Let's put it in real numbers. Let's say you make $65,000 a year, $70,000 a year, something, let's say 70. And I go to DQ, you make 70 grand a year. I come to you and I say, I'm going to give you a $1,500 a year raise. But with performance incentives, you could make 80. Or if you have another job out there that you can go to, you're probably going to go to the other job. That's what we're talking
about. That's exactly right. Yeah. Most people whose job is tied to performance equaling more money, there are exceptions, but most people, that's the moment they start looking for another job, is when you start to tie salary to, performance. But this is what everybody wants to do with NIL, which is illegal because they're not employees. You can't tie NIL to benchmarks.
Let me ask you this.
I'm
glad you mentioned NIL. This whole Caden Proctor thing, it gets more weird the longer this goes on. So
the offensive lineman who went to Iowa and then went back to Alabama.
Took their money and then went back to Alabama. So apparently he went on spring break with his Alabama teammates.
Okay.
And I guess said some things about, you know, hey, he was just there to get a check or whatever it was. Kirk Ferentz gets up and says, well, you know, he didn't get any of our money. I think we understand that that's not true. He's not leaving Tuscaloosa to go to Iowa City. Here's my question. They can sue him, right?
We would need to know what the contract says to know if they have a case.
I mean, that's fraud. I mean, at its core, Derek, I'm coming to work for you. You're going to pay me X up front. Yeah. And then I go, you know what? I'm going to keep the money, but I'm going back where I came from. You're going to be pissed, right? You're going to search out some sort of legal action.
It depends on what the contract says.
Yeah.
We don't know what any of these contracts say about this stuff. We don't even know if he took, because these are like 7-8 month deals. Well, maybe it hadn't.
He didn't leave Tuscaloosa for free.
I don't think so either.
He got something to leave. And I think Iowa would be just dumb enough to go, well, here's all of it. Yes, we're excited to have a hometown kid home.
Are they dumb or are they desperate?
Yes.
I mean, that's
yes.
The deal.
Yes.
Like when you're desperate, you do stupid things financially. That's the way that it works. So
I was talking to somebody this weekend about this, and it's like, you know, if Iowa were to sue him and win, that's the first signal in all of this that, hey, we may be able to get our arms around.
Wouldn't the collective have to sue him? The university, it's not their money.
It could be a private donor. It could be somebody that they went to and said, hey, we need X.
Yeah, but again, what's a contract say? And do you want what's in the contract to be exposed in discovery as public record? Because if you have a lawsuit and it goes to court, we're going to see what's in these deals. And so far, we don't know what's in all of these deals. So is it worth more to get that money back or to, blow the whistle and try and figure out, you know, and to expose what all are in these contracts? Some that may be very good, some that may be pretty terrible. Because, again, it could blow up in their face, Zach, and people would go, why would Iowa ever agree to terms like this with anybody?
And you don't know. And I'm looking at this based on another conversation that I had where a quarterback was paid $1.5 million by a private donor. It was arranged through a collective. But the exchange was between a private donor and the quarterback. And that's the only way you're getting a kid, a starter, on a team that went to the national semifinals to leave there to go to Iowa.
Yeah.
It's the only way it makes sense. He didn't just get homesick and go, I want to go home, and then go back.
No.
Something happened. There was an exchange of money. He took money. Now, we just got a text. Well, everything I've read said he didn't take the money. Okay. U.S. is telling the government's telling us UFOs aren't real. Cool.
And then Oswald did it.
He didn't leave Tuscaloosa for free. I'm just curious.
Very cynical point of view.
Look, if I gave,
probably right.
if I gave, you know, DQ's former employer $800,000 to bring DQ over, and then she leaves, I'm going through every single recourse that I have.
Yeah, you gotta look.
I want my money back.
You want to see, you know, can you get the money back, or if it's a cash payment? Well, I mean, what are you gonna do then?
Well,
there's
a paper trail then.
Is there with cash?
Yeah.
If you hand a guy a bag of cash, there's no paper trail.
He's got
to
deposit it at some point. What did we learn from Ozark? If I hand you $800,000, what you have is grocery, laundry, and gas money.
Maybe he laundered it through a riverboat casino. We don't know.
This is the one thing that Ozark taught me. Is you can have a bag full of cash. That's great. But you have to deposit it somewhere at some point.
Put it under your mattress for a rainy day.
All right. Okay.
I don't know. I am intrigued to see if they do anything about it. I don't know if they will.
I'm very interested to see what Iowa does. Now, they're not going to do anything while spring practice is going on. They don't need any more distractions. But when it's over, give them a chance to recoil a little bit, get their lawyers together, and figure out what they want to do.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to do. That would be
Now, the other thing is, you know, we can be naive about this, is Caden Proctor says, you know what, I'm going back to Alabama. Here's your money back.
He may have done that. We don't know. We don't know. That's just like the Musselman deal. Like, we don't know all of the conversations that he had. You know, I want to, at one point, I'm thinking about how, you know, he's out there and, you know, they're talking about all the different recruiting sites are talking about. And by the way, have the recruiting sites lost a lot of their credibility? Because didn't we learn again? I mean, we've known this for a long time, but we learned it firsthand yesterday. It doesn't matter what number ranking your classes. No. If they don't play together, they're going to have a losing season. So what you bring in now and what is happening now is largely irrelevant. It's the season that matters still. Yep. It's the season that matters. And if you lose then what happens in the spring is null and void. But, you know, we're hearing about all these things that are happening. But then I'm thinking about when a couple years ago, when Sam Pittman was mocking people by saying, hey, Barry Odom's sitting right next here next to me in a recruit's living room. And then a day later, UNLV being the head coach. So, I mean, I don't know. But it seems like he still works here. And that's the way that's going on there. I don't know. But this idea that you cut a coach's pay, that would be unprecedented. And you'll probably never get a good coach ever again in any sport. If after a coach loses, you cut their pay. But you know what? You go ahead and try it. Hey, go ahead and try it. Maybe you'll be on the cutting edge of something here at Arkansas. You better win or we're cutting your pay.
There are over 75 million monthly Tubi viewers. That's more people than there are in France. Which means Tubi is more popular than cigarettes for breakfast. It's more popular than considering iced coffee a total abomination. More popular than loving political revolutions. More popular than mère and mère somehow being different words. Tubi, it's more popular than being French. See you in there.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, afoxolaner, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease. Plus, it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Hey, congratulations to the Arkansas State Red Wolves.
Hey.
They beat Montana today. They're in the semifinals of the CBI.
All right.
Tomorrow on ESPN2, they play the number one seed High Point at 6 p.m.
High Point, North Carolina.
Yeah. The other semifinals, quarterfinals, Chicago State in Fairfield and Seattle in Evansville later on.
Let's go.
Tonight.
Let's go.
And that is available on your favorite and mine, Flow Sports. So let's looking forward to forgetting about canceling that subscription to watch the evening games of the CBI. You can join us here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. A couple of things here. I want to try and establish the parameters of what makes a quote-unquote good league. That's one thing I want to do. I also, we are surprised at the reaction to a video that Zach posted on Ruskin Zach Twitter or X earlier this afternoon, and the lack of negative response it has gotten.
Nobody's coming after us about it.
It's been very surprising.
Number one, it's true.
Yeah.
Two, it's a very sore point with the football program. Arkansas were 15-11 prior to KJ fumbling at the goal line against Texas A&M.
A game they would ultimately go on to lose.
8-14 since.
Right.
It is very hard to find a line of demarcation in a program where you go, that's where it all got sideways.
It's also, and maybe there are examples that I'm not thinking of, and I'm sure you'll text in to defend your guy if there are. I don't know a lot of places that bounce back from a four and eight. I mean, Nutt did it. Back-to-back losing seasons, but he also had one of arguably the greatest player in the history of the program on that team when in 06.
I'll take the fine. Notre Dame went 4-8 in 2016. Bounced back went 10-3. It's doable. Same coach, Kelly. But he made sweeping changes across his staff and the way that that program was run. It can be done.
Have they made sweeping changes here?
One. Yeah. 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 I would say getting somebody who's qualified to run the offense, not Dan Enos, but getting somebody qualified to run it, yes. I mean, that's a big change. Now, do I think Sam Pittman's going to interfere with Bobby Petrino at all? Absolutely not. That was the fear with Brian Kelly when he brought in Chip Long. But if you let those people, you hire them to do a job, let them do the job. Now, we can sit here and, you know, we can parse through all of this, but I sat there and I'm watching that play and I'm like, man, they've sucked since then. It's that moment where everything got sideways. Yeah. There were signs earlier. Somebody pointed out like the Missouri State game. There were signs. But from that moment forward, they have not been the same.
Yeah. Yeah. I just, I admire that the concession that the only way we can ever be good is if that guy is in the building somehow. So we just got to keep that guy in the building until, you know, he can't be in a building anymore.
It's not,
and then we got a chance.
It's not just him. You could get
to them. It's just them.
Well, okay. But if you got a guy with some cachet behind him as an offensive coordinator, you could make this thing go. I still don't think they can play defense yet. That's going to be the side of the ball to me that they're going to see the most pain. they're really going to struggle on defense. Offensively, you just got to try and keep up and win some games. But you know, we were talking before, and it's just like, man, that moment right there, that's the one, that play, that moment in time, they haven't been the same.
Well,
they had a swagger to them, you know, whether deserved or not, they had a swagger to them prior to that. Since then, you know, you've been bouncing off the guardrails. I don't know. I'm going to do some more research on it today and see if I can find other teams that have had that kind of thing. See if Musselman's got one, you know, Van Horn's got one, just where things either went good or bad. Where you were like, you know, you had this moment and then all of a sudden took off, or, you know, it slid backwards.
Well, I mean, you've also had, in Nutt's first year, the game in Knoxville, and then the next year you come back and win. So, that was a pretty devastating moment, and they bounced back from that. So, I mean, there are instances, but you just, off the front of your head, off the top of your head, I went tie there for a second, off the front of your head.
Yeah, don't read the tea leaves. Read in between the tea leaves.
Man, can he turn a phrase or what?
Boy, he is our local yokel.
He's something else, isn't he?
He did ask a question today, DQ, and I'll let you vote on this. There's a poll up on hitthatline.com. His poll, not mine. Is Ty a moron?
No.
Why?
They put that on there.
Yeah, we didn't do it.
Maybe because he again tried to, and this is what was funny. again today, he tried to stack pack the jury box with another guest that's trying to imply that Musselman's out of here. And the guest is like, I don't know what you're talking about. Musselman's not going to SMU.
64.1 of our 64.1.
Chuck may have told Ty to shut the hell up today. Also,
really,
that may have happened.
It's getting very testy.
We got to find that. Okay. We need a timestamp on that, and we'll go. Yeah, we'll
if,
go retrieve
if you wouldn't
that.
Mind. We'll go retrieve that.
Yeah, we need that. Now, that's a piece of audio we must have. There are things we'd like to have, and then there are things we must have, and that's one that we must have.
So anyway,
so there you go.
That was my rabbit hole I went down today. Was the line of demarcation between good and bad. They were pretty good prior to that. Yeah. And look, they were 15-11. That included a 3-7 season.
Right.
Things were okay.
But I think you have to have, in this era, you have to have significant questions about how his teams handle adversity. Because sometimes, man, it's like, and particularly, that's not a home game, but, you know, the thing that still, like, he seems to skate by on more often than not is that they play some of their worst games in front of the home fans. You know, that Alabama game last year where, they're going, up and down the field, that was on the road. Like, they had one good quarter at home against Alabama. I mean, it's bizarre.
Every coach will tell you this. When was Sam Pittman at his best? Yeah. Number one picks it out there at the flanker spot.
That's when
you got dudes that are gonna make they can help you overcome some
things.
That's
when Rob Smith was at his best. They had a pro at every level of that defense in like 2015 or whatever it was.
You gotta have them. If you want to compete in this league with the top talent, I don't care what sport it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it can be tiddlywinks. It doesn't matter. You gotta have dudes. Got to have dudes that are gonna play the sport professionally, men or women. And if you have those types of players, you're gonna be okay. Yep. More often than not, you'll be okay. If you don't, well, then your coach has to make up for it schematically, and that's rolling the dice into with the information that's readily available to these guys. You know, scheming up is going to be a lot tougher. You got to have guys. Yeah. I don't care what sport you're playing. If you don't have them, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's see here. Here is a underwear can be worn 4 times in a row.
No. No, no, okay. No, no.
All right.
No.
Let's see here. There's another one here. Harry Dog reuses towels once.
Now, Harry Dog lives in Fayetteville, and he is a Georgia fan. Listen, until you can get your running backs to stop having trouble with the law, you don't need to be telling anybody how to do anything.
Well, what does one have to do with
because
the other?
He There's shoots nothing- his mouth. No, it does. I want him to fix his team. Fix your team, then call me.
I think we should rename the Fulmer Cup the Kirby Cup. Because Georgia gets in far more trouble nowadays than Tennessee does.
They're the modern-day Tennessee, no question. They're the modern-day you.
It's the Kirby Cup.
It's the Kirby Cup.
You know, there's always someone driving the wrong way on the interstate or too fast or drunk or whatever's going on over there.
Etienne just got there. Huh? Well, the culture got him.
Well,
he's
they do have strong culture there in Georgia of breaking the law. So, I mean, it's, he adapted quickly to that, apparently, according to these charges.
He's going to be a part of that team for sure.
Right. Now, I don't want to say anything and, potentially get Kim Mulkey's attorneys upset with us here. But, I mean, he allegedly, broke some laws here over the weekend.
Top dog.
Exactly. God, it's amazing to me. I think that the media has a better idea of how basketball works than coaches have an idea of how the media works. I really believe that. I think we know more about what they do than they know about what we do. I really believe that. And Mulkey was chapter 1, verse 1 over the weekend.
Okay, so back up. Because okay. I didn't see anything over the weekend. What happened?
Okay, so Mulkey started her press conference, I think it was in the off day, Saturday. By going after this Washington Post piece that's supposed to be coming out and calling it a hit piece, and the guy's been working on it for 2 years, and she says that they've been asked some questions on Tuesday and they wanted a response on Thursday while they were trying to prepare for the game, And then Mulkey said that she is ready to, if they publish anything untrue, she's ready to sue the Washington Post. And a lot of people aren't in that core way of, a lot of people can't afford to do that, but she can.
Okay, so let me just ask you, the first time I heard about this, Nicole Auerbach reported on it from The Athletic. And she said that apparently this reporter had tried to contact Mulkey for 2 years.
Right.
And then said, look, we're going to publish this in 48 hours if you want to respond. And this is when Mulkey decided to speak.
Yeah.
So she had 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Go ahead.
Again, what coaches don't understand, and in turn, what fans don't understand, because fans listen to coaches far more than they do the media. Most fans hate the media for one reason or another. But what coaches don't understand is when you do any kind of profile or investigative journalism or whatever this is, there's two things. One, there's an incredible, you don't just open your laptop, start writing like stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. This isn't the, the WooPig blog or whatever, where you can just do whatever you want. This is the Washington freaking Post. All right. This is
Woodward and Bernstein.
Woodward and Bernstein and, and
Pentagon Papers.
And Shirley Povich, wow. And Ben Bradley, and all this stuff. I mean, this isn't some half-cocked blog on the internet that will write whatever it wants and just crack their laptop over. The second thing is that the Washington Post is never going to allow anything of this nature to be published without their entire legal team going over it and saying, "Yep, you can say all that, and we won't get sued." So, but she doesn't know that. Or doesn't want to know that, or whatever the case may be. We also don't know what's in this.
Well, no, we don't. But you've also got a situation where she's at the microphone and nobody's asking her. She's not going to have to answer any questions. She can just ramble.
Right.
So she can get it all out. Again, we don't know what the piece is about. But no. I, you're right. I think that fans understand what Mulkey does more than Mulkey understands what the media does.
That's exactly right.
Especially in...
Another thing, Matt Painter's talking about... the media needs to take a basketball test before they cover the tournament because everybody's mad because Edie's a boring player to watch. I mean, shut up. What are you talking about?
Okay, bring it here, and we'll use Dave Van Horn as an example. Dave Van Horn has a relationship with most of the writers that cover the Razorback baseball team. Fair? I mean, at the very least, he knows who they are.
I don't think they send him Christmas cards,
professional relationship. Now, he has no idea what somebody in Memphis is doing. Fair?
In the media.
Memphis Commercial Appeal, I have no idea if that's still in business.
It's still in business.
Barely. They want to do a piece on Dave Van Horn, and they go to him at the very end. Dave is not going to have leverage or a relationship that he can leverage to say, you know what, would you take that out of there? You know, if DQ's writing for, the WooPig blog or whatever it is, Dave might call Olivia and say, hey, I'm not comfortable with that being in there. And then it's up to Olivia to decide whether or not she wants to publish it. Somebody at the Memphis Commercial Appeal is not going to care. What they're going to quote Dave as saying is, hey, I don't want you to put it in there. Same thing with Mulkey. Mulkey has some sort of influence over her local beat writers. But somebody from the Washington Post, she has no control over. So, and that is the part that drives coaches crazy.
Well, here's another thing, too, to consider. Something bad is in here. Otherwise, like, if it's not true, you don't react like this, whatever it is. So obviously something's in there. And she said, she used an interesting word about this. She talked about embellish. You know, if he's going to, he may embellish something that happened. Okay. So you're saying something happened and you're worried he's going to embellish it. So we know something's in there, and she's worried about something that is going to be in this piece, apparently, becoming public knowledge.
The bite that I saw from Mulkey was that she said, and I'm paraphrasing here, but they had contacted a few disgruntled players, but they didn't contact the thousands, her word, not mine, thousands that had a good experience. My guess is that the player that she's talking about is Brittany Griner.
That was my assumption that this is something guess. About that situation.
Because their whole relationship deteriorated.
Yes.
And my guess is that Brittany Griner is at the very least going to be quoted in this, if not the main source.
That relationship was the way, and it probably is still the way, that like it's a means to an end for her. The coach gets me a title, the player gets me a title, and then after that, I mean, well, I mean, we're not going to stay in touch. Like, we're not friends.
No, no.
And you know, that's the way that the relationship goes with her.
You've also got a situation with Kim Mulkey, who has had unbridled or the ability to just run roughshod over everything that she's touched since she arrived in Baton Rouge. Well, now you're getting checked, and they don't like that. You know, it's like the thing at the SEC tournament where, you know, she's saying, well, you know, let him pick on somebody her own size.
No.
Well, you know, okay, calm down. But now you're getting checked. Now people are pushing back and they don't like that.
Well,
we'll see.
Here's a text on the McCarty No hotline. When was this story started? 2 years ago? What happened before? This happened at the old school. Yeah. So, you've got to... You put in time on stories like this. Like, you don't, like, you do research. You talk to dozens and dozens and dozens of people, some on the record, some off the record. Mm-hmm. And that's how you get this thing called the truth. Remember the truth? remember facts? Remember the truth?
And
the good old days.
I don't know how much investigative reporting you've done or anything like that, but if you're my source, and this is the way it goes for everybody, if you're my source on something that's controversial, I'm going to contact three people outside of you. You're going to tell me the story once. I'm going to contact three people that are off the record simply on background, and they better tell me the same story. Exactly.
I think in an instance like this with a high profile, it's probably more than that.
Probably more than that. But
to satisfy the lawyers, because the lawyers aren't going to let you print anything that is got any kind of possibility of her suing them.
Right. Also, the threshold on libel and slander has gone up. It's very, very difficult. To prove that.
A public figure, it is very difficult to win those cases. Hulk Hogan did it and took Gawker out of business, but it is very rare. It's very rare for a public figure. This is what I learned day two. After day one, which was white balance the camera. Day two is it's very hard to libel or slander a public figure. Kim Mulkey is very much a public figure. But you have to put in all of this work to get at what is the truth. And then, is it if the story you write about? Well, that's what it is.
I mean, the first question you ask is it true? And if it is, then you proceed. If you have questions, you better make sure before you write one word of that story, you better be sure that what you have is absolute fact.
Like well, you said, before you turn it in, you can write it all day, but it's got to pass the legal
test.
But
like you said, when you've got somebody of that stature, you better have not three, you probably have 10 sources telling you the same thing over and over and over again.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
All right, we go now to the remote facilities of ESPN Arkansas.
Where's NPR? Where's that show they had, like, not Lake Winnipesaukee?
Oh, Lake Wobegon.
Clay, would you like to be at Lake Wobegon?
It's a quiet day at Lake Wobegon.
You know what? I'm glad to be where I'm at. I mean, there's something to be said to just accepting your fate, accepting your destiny, and just being happy where you're at.
There's something you want to talk about?
Be where your feet are, right?
Yeah. Just like, guys, I just had a great, great 30 minutes. And not many people will understand this, but it's like I just talked to somebody about what it was like in the 8th, 9th, and 10th grade. Do y'all know how long ago that was?
Yes, I do. Thank you. Yeah.
No, you don't know how long ago that was for me.
Well, no, I'm talking about for me.
I'm almost 70.
Wow. Clay, I'm not that far behind you.
So does the name Dexter Reed mean anything to y'all?
Dexter Reed.
No.
Okay. He came through Parkview. He was one of the greats during my time in high school basketball. Played at Westside. I played at Pulaski Heights. Now, we're working on a story, And he's not the central figure, but I needed his help. And he called me, and we started talking about playing Little League baseball against each other. You know, he played 4 years, started at Memphis State. You know, he just barely beat Eddie Sutton and was not recruited and should have been. He grew up wanting to be a Razorback, but he was, you know, at the same time, Martin Terry, Almer Lee. You know, Almer Lee was a little before him. But when I was in the ninth grade, he was a 6'6 shooting guard at Westside Junior High and was already, you know, the talk of the city. So when I played against him, all I remember is what the bottom of his shoes looked like.
Yeah.
I was probably 5'5". I mean, you know, I grew a lot as, you know, 10th, 11th grader. But Dexter Reed is a legend, Little Rock legend. I mean, the same way like Benny Fuller is. And, you know, you had Almer Lee and Ron Brewer at, you know, at Northside, but then in Parkview, Little Rock, it was Fred Allen, Dexter Reed, Danny McDaniel played at Baylor during my time, you know, played at Central. But anyway, we spent 30 minutes talking, and I mean, it was just glorious. He said nice things about me that I know are not true.
That's always the best, isn't it?
You just look at me, man, you're lying. Stop it.
I mean, he torched me. I mean, you just think about, you know, what a guy that scored a bunch of points at Memphis. It was Memphis State at that time. You know, he predated, you know, Keith Lee and Michael Cage. I mean, he would have been, I think he's 1 year behind me. But, I mean, even in the eighth grade, we didn't keep up with him. He was a legend. But anyway, it was fun to talk with Dexter.
Yeah. All right.
He sounded the same. His voice, I mean, we started talking. I knew it was Dexter.
You said you're working on something. This isn't one of those 2 year long hit pieces
like the
Washington Post is.
No, I don't want to say too much because I haven't pulled it off yet. And I mean, there's still some stuff dangling, and I want to make sure. No, it's not you're talking about like the Kim Mulkey
expose. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she overdid that.
No,
I mean, it's
Kim Mulkey.
Like,
no,
and here's the thing that where she is misguided. She thinks by talking about it, it's going to go away.
Yeah,
that will just inflame it.
Clay, let me ask you.
I want to read it more.
Clay, no, that's what she did.
Clay,
yeah, that's what she
you've
did.
Been in press rooms like that, and have you ever been? I know you probably didn't do this, but the compulsion for me as she's sitting there talking about things that I know are not true. Have you ever had that compulsion to just go, no way. Stop it.
Like the BS meter is just all it's at 100%.
Right.
You know, yeah, you know that. And I mean, it's like, and she's not a big person, but she was throwing around every bit of 145 pounds that she could throw.
Yeah. Well, and like we talked about this earlier, Clay, and as you know more than most, any kind of a piece with any kind of allegations in it, it's got to go through legal before it even gets to to the print.
There will be no defamation suit because it will be squeaky clean when it comes out. But here's the thing: don't get in a fight with somebody that buys newsprint by the ton and ink by the barrel.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. They're going to outlast you.
And, you know, we forgot to, we didn't talk about this earlier.
And
but
she
you're,
says, I will own the Washington Post. No, she won't.
Well, you're going to take down Bezos? Yeah, good luck.
Here's the thing. Yeah. It's like she was talking about, you know, it being
they
a hit.
They don't care.
But no. She was talking about it being a hit piece on Brian Kelly. It was all true.
No.
It was all true.
Everything that they said is right.
Yes.
He's overpriced. Oh. And he's underperformed.
Well,
and you know, she's like, you know, what did Collins Temple say? I guarantee it's the truth. That guy can take care of himself.
Right. Yeah. It's ridiculous. But I mean, like you said, I mean, this makes more people aware of
this. All it does is turn up the volume.
Yeah, and it's selling subscriptions.
So it would tell other really good journalists, just like, maybe I should be digging.
Yeah, there's clearly something that is about to come out that she's not happy with.
What is she afraid of?
Yep. Well, that's right. We talked about that too. Yeah, it's something in there she doesn't like is coming up.
She's so proud of what they did at Baylor. Why'd she leave?
Yeah. Also true. Over here with Clay Henry for the hour, for the next half hour anyway. Yes.
I wouldn't really want to spend my day with her.
She doesn't seem like
you
a
don't
good
want to
person.
Take her to the river.
I mean, I pick who I take to the river. It won't be Ty. It won't be her.
Wow. You know, this is like, yeah. You know, I just thought of something. This is like the Jimmy Johnson.
I would rather have Ty than her.
This is like the Jimmy Johnson threshold, Clay. Jimmy Johnson has people that are friends, but he'll meet them at the restaurant nearby, and then he has people that are friends that he'll take out on the boat fishing with him. That's how that works.
You have different access.
That's right.
There's people that know his email, and then there's people that know his cell phone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You have people. I'll give you my email, but I'm not giving you my cell.
No. No, you don't want to. So you wouldn't take Ty fishing either.
Well, I mean, he's not a fly fisherman, and I mean it would be constant teaching, and we know how the teaching part goes. I mean, you can tell him something. When you tell somebody something three times and then they do it a fourth time, he's like, "Man, I give up. I give up."
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't seem like
I didn't say he's like that, but I just say that's what you do. After you told them three times and they're still doing it, then you just like, "Man, I don't think he's listening."
Oh.
Bless his heart. I like him. You know, I think that there is real value to what Ty's doing because we're talking about him.
All the time, yeah.
There's something he's doing right.
Yeah.
Or
he's playing chess.
Or
the good Lord probably knows what it is, but we don't.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah, we do talk a lot about him.
Just tell me you won't play that back.
Oh, no, I've got you saying I left something dangling. I'm good for the hour.
Oh, man. Oh,
and it was clean, too.
Everybody falls victim. I have DQ.
It was not a participle either, was it?
Nope.
Oddly enough, Zach is never on the business end. Those clips never make it to air. Isn't that funny?
It's weird the way that happened.
That's very strange.
So what is DQ doing? I mean, she can't capture one thing that he said that is juicy?
Well, it's not that easy. There's several steps to it. And I like to go in and delete things when I get here first thing in the morning after I use it. So nobody can go back and do it.
So you're saying that you are the cleaner.
Something like that, yeah. Something like that. I don't leave a lot of evidence.
Okay. Yeah.
So what did you do all weekend? Did you fish? Did you watch the madness?
I did all of it.
I tied
flies. I fished. Am I supposed to come clean? Do I have to tell you everything?
Yep.
I took a tumble in the river Thursday.
Uh-oh.
Say what?
You fell down?
I did. Yeah, I did.
Wow.
I mean, and Jean Ann is you know, she's threatened me. I mean, it's like you go fishing and you have to go to the doctor, you know, in quick fashion after that. We're going to review your rights.
Oh, you're having like a yearly personnel review.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I went down and the guys – I was actually not in the river. I was walking on the rocks close to Bull Shoals Dam, and I tripped, and my left hand went down, and all 220 pounds was behind it, and my ring finger and my middle finger bent back all the way against the top of my hand.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Oh, I mean, I laid there. And I'm thinking, I'm going to throw up. It hurts so bad. I'm going to throw up. And I thought, this is exactly what John Pelfrey said. You know, sometimes a warrior just needs to lay there and have a good bleed.
Right.
And that's what I did.
Okay. But you're okay now?
Yeah.
You didn't break anything?
Not that I know of.
Wow.
I'm going back to the doctor tomorrow, and they're going to check it again. But it's like my knuckles are, you know, are black and blue. There's funny there's funny shades that go all the way through those two fingers up into the back of my hand. I mean, I'm sure I dislocated something, but it's like I can make a fist with my left hand and I could punch somebody, but it would hurt.
Sometimes a warrior would has to kind of lay down on the ground for a minute, just stay there for a second and have a good bleed.
That's what I did, man.
That's right.
I mean, and I was thinking, I'm going to throw up.
That's the shock.
And then, yeah. And I mean, but it was bad. I'm telling you. And I had a buddy that was with me. I'm supposed to take somebody with me when I go fishing.
Well, yeah, you go on the buddy system.
Good plan. That's a
everything
good plan.
At your
he
age.
He saw me from like 250 yards and then I disappeared and he goes, well, Clay's had a heart attack.
Oh no.
And he hustled up there and I kind of raised up and gave him a thumbs up and so he went back to fishing.
Okay. Well, and once he sees you're breathing, I mean you get back to the craft.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and you know this is really sad. I had probably caught like 30 in 90 minutes. I mean, I was slamming them and there's five or six people out there and they hadn't caught a fish and they were happy I fell down.
Oh, wow. That's cruel.
That's not right.
I don't like this at all.
It's like, you know, if you're catching them and they're not, and when you go down, they're like, yeah, okay, get rid of him.
They'd have left you there.
It sounds that way.
My buddy wouldn't have. No. In fact,
well,
I said, you need to get some better people. I was like, okay, I kind of rearranged my fingers, and that's my left hand, so it's just line management. I said, we can go back to fishing. He goes, no, we're done. Man, you were on the ground, man, for a long time.
Wow.
So
when's your personnel review to find out what you can do and can't do?
Well, I think it's ongoing.
Is it? Okay.
It's an ongoing investigation.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's like, so my buddy one time, he went down, and I pulled him out of the water, and I was like, listen, do we tell your wife? Ooh. I mean, I basically saved him. And he lost his fly boxes. He lost everything. They went down the river, and he was kind of, you know, floundering around. I won't use his name. And I got him out, and I got him on the bank, and he's 76 and has had his heart adjusted a couple of times, you know, like that shock deal.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, are you okay? And he goes, I don't think so. I said, okay, we're just going to sit here. And then a little bit later, he's like, let's go back to fishing. I said, no, we're done. So he pulled the same thing to me. No, we're done. We're done.
Wow.
But that's what your buddies do. You know, they make a, you know, a senior judgment, you know, like you're done.
I think Gene Ann shut the internet off. I think the personnel review is about to go down. There were some details in there I don't think Clay had shared.
Yeah, we lost it all, didn't we?
Huh?
He's okay. I think they. Oh,
hey, there
back.
He is.
He's back.
I can hear you all the whole time.
Oh, we lost you. But now you're back.
I think it's something.
They say when you're in a coma, you can still hear.
I think it's like Al Gore's fault.
Okay. All right.
This is like the internet, right?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm good. But I mean, I watched all the basketball and I've looked at my. I'm in the ESPN bracket. It's not the ESPN Arkansas, but it's like an ESPN bracket. So y'all probably can find me.
How are you doing?
There's nine of us. They're all family members, or they think they're family members. We've adopted them,
right.
You know, so to speak. Gene Ann is 10 points ahead of me.
Hey.
I'm in second.
Well, here's how our contest is going here at Hit That Line, Clay. Zach is winning.
How many points you got?
90.
Oh, well, mine is the ESPN thing, and I mean, it's like I've got like 450, but it's got to be a different system than what's
yeah,
very,
going
very
on.
Different.
Yeah, different
so we
point
can't
scoring
do big
system.
Numbers here.
Yeah. Well, as
you get more points, do you get more points as you go along?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, why is? I mean, are y'all not using like the ESPN system?
We're using the metric system.
Yeah, we're measuring in meters, not in
that had to be Ty,
not in yards.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Ty set up the scoring, so that's no. But our system is Zach is winning. Tommy didn't even fill out a bracket, and we had a promo about
he
Matt
did that again.
And Matt Jones is in the promo, and Matt Jones didn't even do a bracket.
Right.
So it's going like a Swiss
it's a
car over here.
Machine around here.
Who's your ultimate winner? Who you got?
Well, who do you have winning the whole thing?
I have Houston.
Houston.
Okay. Houston playing Arizona. Alive. Yeah, no, I've got my entire Elite Eight, Final Four, my championship games intact. We're good.
Let's see. I had the I generated a random bracket.
Yeah. No.
It's why he's dead last.
Yeah, I'm last. I have.
Well, you can do chalk. You can pick one that's just chalk.
I have North Carolina. Well, I still have the final. I have North Carolina playing Marquette and North Carolina winning. So I have that, I think.
Yeah, those two are still hanging around.
Yeah, but I don't. I lost in the first game. I had BYU making a run and they lost. So I was out of it before it even started, Clay.
Yeah, I got Creighton winning it all.
Oh, really? That's a very good pick.
I went Big East, Big East, Big East, and then more Big East.
Really?
I got Marquette.
Against the league.
Well, I mean, they're the best. I think they're the best.
Okay.
And I went, Derek, you said something. Not Derek. Zach. Mm-hmm. I get y'all confused.
It's okay.
You know, I've got a way to keep y'all apart, but I'm not going to give it away. So.
I'm dying to hear this.
I got
to
know.
But Zach, you said something, and I think it was a night I was not on, but you said the SEC is down. You're exactly right, and I didn't pick very many SEC games. But I think that, to me, the two teams that are still alive are the best two teams. And I thought Texas A&M had a chance against Houston, and they did. Now, I thought that without question – Samson let it get away from him. You foul when you've got a 3-point lead and there's 1 second left. You just let him shoot.
Shoot the free throws.
Let him go shoot two free throws. And his team, without his three best players, bailed him out.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. There's a couple of things here that stand out over the weekend. Number one, you know, the fouling when you're up three thing. And then the other thing.
That just depends on how much time's left.
Yeah.
If there's like 1 second left, I mean, they're not going to get
there's like
4 points.
Yeah, and five things have to happen in a row, perfectly in a row, for them to make up the ground. And the other thing.
If there's like 4 or 5 seconds left, I get it. Yeah.
The other thing that burns some coaches is they went to the stall too early.
Mm-hmm.
And there were teams that started making a run in there and a couple of games where the game totally flipped around because, you know, 9 minutes to go, you start doing the math on the possessions and, you know, in the tournament, you got to keep playing. It's still zero.
The 3-point shot will get you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. It's.
But anyway, Zach, I wanted to give you credit for saying the SEC is what it is. And, you know, those are the best two teams, Alabama. And Alabama, you know, I'm not sure they can do it without Reitzel. I mean, they hung in there against Grand Canyon. And I've got a beef. Who was the announcer during that game? It was a lady.
Lisa Byington.
I have no idea who GCU is, so don't say it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, he's call them Grand Canyon or yeah.
Yeah, but nobody knows what GCU is, and you had to think, who's she talking about?
Yeah.
Well, if GCU doesn't mean anything, don't say it. Mm-hmm. Now, I think she's competent as an announcer, but that was a poor decision, and it discombobulated me for a long time. Who are they playing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Grand Canyon. Why didn't she say Grand Canyon? It is not. It doesn't take too much longer to say Grand Canyon than it does GCU.
It's a generational thing, Clay.
So TCU is fine. Mm-hmm. LSU is fine.
I would be more confused if
VCU
you said Texas Christian.
Is fine.
Then,
yeah, but don't say. If it's an unknown, we don't know who GCU is.
Right.
So don't say it.
Okay.
That's my beef, and I've got it out of the way.
Okay.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Dogs are an important part of our lives. That means protecting them from parasites. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus, a Foxaloner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're delicious and easy to give. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask about NexGard Plus chews.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.